Good morning. Welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. This morning featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H agent Janae McNally. And on this morning's program, Janae, we're going to chat about regional club days, which I guess is in the record books.
We are. Good morning, Brad. You know, like we were just talking off air a few minutes ago, we didn't have regional club days last year. Everything was planned and on course, and then kind of course COVID hit, and so we had to quickly cancel that, unfortunately, because we didn't have things pre-recorded like we did this year. And so I've talked on here, I think, before a couple weeks ago about, you know, county club days, and we've had those. And again, they were submitted virtually on YouTube links. And then those that won our district club days have moved on to the regional club days. And so we just have those results back last week. And I thought this would be a great week to share those results for those kids who have gone on to the area level, which we compete against Douglas, Johnson, Wyandotte, and the Mayor Dezine District. So that's the Miami and Linn County 4-H members in their counties, and then the Frontier District, which is Franklin, Osage, and Anderson counties. So for Osage County, we have Cooper Bond with his Project Talk receiving a blue. Justin Brinkley did public speaking. He received a red from Osage. Chloe Cannon had an instrumental solo receiving a purple. Dylan Harris also did public speaking, receiving a red. His sister Shelby did a demonstration and illustrated talk, which received a blue. Allie Neisler from Linden Leaders received a blue. Ethan Neisler with his demonstration received a red. Braylon McNally with her demonstration received a purple. Her brother Grady McNally also did a demonstration, receiving a purple. Kiera McNellis received a purple. Linnea Nelson received a purple. Allison Reeser received a blue with her demonstration. And Josie Thompson did public speaking, receiving a purple. Tyler Williams did a project talk, receiving a blue. And Grayson Wine received a blue with his demonstration. Now, those were all from Osage County. Next, we'll go to Anderson. Ronan Callie received a blue with his oral interpretation. Braden Gillespie, project talk, received a purple. Haley Gillespie, a blue with her public speaking. Tyler Gillespie, with his public speaking, also received a blue. Emma Good, with her project talk, received a purple. She also did a demonstration and illustrated talk, receiving a red. Blaine King, with his demonstration, received a purple. And Hank Newton received a purple with his piano solo. Shelby O'Connor received a blue with her project talk. And Hope Prock also received it with a blue with her project talk. But certainly not least, is Franklin County. We had Mara and Jack Stryling. Jax did a project talk, receiving a blue. Mara did an oral interpretation, receiving a blue. We also have Graham Higby with his multimedia, went on with a blue receiving. And Tanis Normile did both a demonstration, receiving a purple, and her piano solo did a blue as well. Bailey Sturbins received a purple on her vocal solo, and Lilla received a red with her instrumental. Landon Taylor had a project talk with purple, and Nora Taylor had a demonstration receiving a blue. And again, this year it was different because we did only individual talks. So all of these are individual, you know, demonstrations. Sometimes a brother and sister or kids from the same club, maybe we'll pair up and do a demonstration together, or, you know, dances or solos of that kind for music. But this year we did solos. So it was different this year, but I was excited because we still were able to have that. And, you know, you could send it to a grandparent who maybe isn't close by to have them watch that demonstration. I know my kiddos did that. And that was really nice. And again, it gives these participants an opportunity to tell others about the projects that they're involved in and demonstrate their talents and abilities. So it's another great way to practice that public speaking as well.
Well, congratulations on another successful regional club days, it sounds like.
Thank you, it was.
Anything else for us today?
That's all I have this morning. Thanks.
We will see you next Wednesday. We'll have our next K-State Research and Extension Report coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40 when we feature Mayor Dezine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.